The war on Iraq is over, but the killing rages on. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Although the war between the imperialists and Iraq technically ended in February after a gruesome 100-hour ground war, the devastation from anarchic civil war, tremendous infrastructural damage, and famine has just begun. Starting in August 1990, the imperialists unleashed the worst destruction upon the Middle East since World War I, when the Ottoman Empire crumbled and was carved up by European colonial powers. As many as 200,000 Iraqi civilians and soldiers were killed in the war and subsequent civil war. The air raid campaign dropped more than 2 million tons of bombs on Iraq and Kuwait. The Iraqi government counted 7,000 dead civilians from the air raids alone, but while Operation Desert Storm devastated Iraq, the civil war which followed drove the people further into living hell. The scope of the American war was coldly calculated to permit this continued destruction. At least 2,000 people were killed in the Kurdish uprisings in northern Iraq, and the casualty figures begin at 6,000 for the Shia uprising in the south. In the 2 months after the war, as many as 2.5 million Iraqis, or 14% of the population, became refugees, fleeing the Iraqi armies. The U.S.-led aerial bombings had destroyed vast amounts of Iraq's infrastructure. The destruction of bridges, roads, rail lines, port facilities, homes, shops, hospitals, factories, oil installations, and communication centers amounted to $170 billion in damages, almost three times the damage in Kuwait. Unlike in Iraq, meanwhile, the imperialist corporate vultures are flocking to Kuwait, seeking investments in the lucrative reconstruction. A 10-member Harvard University medical team visited Iraq in early May and reported that 18 out of 20 of Iraq's electricity-generating plants were either incapacitated or destroyed. Besides the generators, the destruction of health-related systems such as water purification plants and sewage lines were extensive. The medical team documented a predictable connection between the destruction of Iraq's infrastructure and resulting deterioration of public health. The team predicted that in the next year, at least 170,000 children under the age of 5 will die from infectious diseases. By the end of May, 50,000 Iraqi children had already died as a result of the war's aftermath, according to the Harvard team. Before the embargo, 70% of Iraq's grain was imported. Since the embargo began, the Iraqi people have survived with their own agricultural production. But in addition to the bombing and civil war, hundreds of oil wells burning in Kuwait have caused severe acid rain, drastically reducing domestic crops. As a result, the grain harvest may be 3 million tons short. The current food ration in Iraq is 850 calories per day, about half the amount required by a child under 5, and a third of the required caloric intake for pregnant women. This ration is roughly equal to what a dog or cat typically receives in the United States. And because there is little available, prices have skyrocketed. An adequate diet for an urban family costs 600 dinars a month, but the current average wage for a laborer is only one-tenth of that. Most families have only one wage earner. The courage and strength of the Iraqi people to rebuild from the ashes of the imperialist blitzkrieg is remarkable. Through their efforts, the production of drinkable water has been raised to almost one-fourth of the pre-war capacity. Half of the 58 schools damaged in Baghdad have been restored, and most of the country's electrical capacity is now recovered. Without the embargo, the people would soon restore their country back to pre-war levels, but the broader questions are left unresolved, including the debt owed the people by their rulers, both within Iraq and in the capitals of the imperialist enemies. For more information, including the sources used for this report, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.